most effective thing you can add to your diet is dietary fiber, which is found in beans, vegetables, fruits, and other foods. This one change can produce quick results because the microbiome is sensitive and always subject to change, both for better and worse. Food-based interventions like boosting your fiber intake can be much more effective than prescription drugs, without the side effects. There are two classes of food that particularly support gut health: prebiotics and probiotics. Prebiotics include substances like fiber and protein that help bacteria thrive. Probiotics actually contain living bacteria. It's important to choose foods carefully. With prebiotics, buying organic is a consideration. Pesticides and animal antibiotics can harm your health. Probiotics include foods like yogurt, as well as fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut. At the same time, there are bad foods that bully bacteria in your microbiome. And obviously, these are best avoided. Often, the bullies aren't the foods themselves, but the pesticides and chemicals with which the foods have been treated. When it comes to meat, added antibiotics and growth hormones are a common problem. In fact, many researchers believe that animals like cows being pumped full of antibiotics is one cause behind the obesity epidemic. Buying organic and seeking out food from local farmers are two ways to avoid these issues. Organic food can be expensive, so prioritize grass-fed meats, eggs, and delicate produce. Eating organic isn't an all-or-nothing endeavor. Even buying a few organic foods can make a big difference. In addition to diet, there are other ways to cultivate good gut health. One is to avoid antibiotics whenever possible. These drugs kill bacteria indiscriminately, including all of the good bacteria in your gut, and they are hugely overprescribed. Part of this problem stems from doctors whose practices are behind the times, but another issue is patients who request antibiotics in situations where they are unnecessary. Keep in mind that sometimes, even in situations in which drugs could help, an ear infection in a child, for instance, an antibiotic might not be strictly necessary. Often, such illnesses run their course. That said, antibiotics can be helpful in certain situations, so if it's necessary to take one, don't bulk. One way to support good gut health is to exercise. People who exercise tend to have more diverse microbiomes than those who don't. Researchers are unsure why, but this phenomenon may be related to enzymes that are released during exercise. To get the benefit, strenuous workouts aren't necessary. Walking 10,000 steps a day, for instance, will do the trick. Look for a form of exercise that works with your lifestyle and start slowly, building in more time as